from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The 49th annual March for Life is underway in the nation's capital. There's added excitement among marchers this year with the Supreme Court poised to rule on a key abortion case this spring. It could weaken or overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. Courthouses and schools have closed ahead of an ice storm expected to snarl parts of the Carolinas and Virginia. Authorities along a stretch of the North and South Carolina coast warning that ice accumulation could cause major power outages, while areas northeast of there stretching into Virginia could see several inches of snow. School districts in the pathway have canceled class or have gone to remote learning. Stocks remain lower now. The Dow is down 115 points. The NASDAQ off 180. This is SRN News.
It's that time again. Time for fresh starts and resolutions. And Harry's can help. Harry's is an award-winning razor brand that makes a full range of grooming essentials. But the benefits go way beyond a great shave at a fair price. Maybe you resolve to take control of your finances. With cartridge refills as low as $2 each, your budget won't even flinch when you switch to Harry's and save all year. And with checkout code SRNGOLD at harrys.com, you can get a trial set for just $3. If your resolution is to always look and feel your best, that's Harry's specialty. Their high-quality razors combine an ergonomic design with five super-sharp blades, shipped directly to you with a 100% money-back guarantee. New customers can get a Harry's starter set for just $3 at harrys.com with code SRNGOLD at checkout. Get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and travel cover, all for just $3. That's code SRNGOLD at checkout at harrys.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It looks like we are locked into a string of very chilly days and cold, sub-freezing nights. Today, high temperature will only make it up to about, well, the low 40s. But that northwesterly breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting higher, will make it seem colder. Tonight, I think the winds come down a bit, but the overnight low temperature falls below freezing. We'll end up around 28 by morning. Saturday's high temperature in the mid to upper 40s, but lots of sunshine. Low Saturday night, 24. And Sunday will tease 50 degrees with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. MPD has started disciplinary proceedings against a 44-year-old police officer, Robin Chapman. MPD initiated the investigation after a crash on Wears Ferry Road and North Burbank Drive involving Chapman, who was off duty. He's been relieved of duty and placed on administrative leave. Legislative committees have advanced plans to spend more than $772 million of Alabama's pandemic relief funds. The proposal would use over half of the money for broadband expansion and water and sewer projects. The proposal would steer $146 million to health care providers, including hospitals and nursing homes. And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, along with the DECA, awarded community development block grants totaling more than $18 million. The checks were presented to each of 51 communities. The grants will help with completing vital infrastructure projects. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Hi, Joby Clark.
Hello.
I did a thing today. Do you see?
Yeah, you look lovely.
I took a shower and put makeup on and curled my hair and put grown-up clothes on. For those not following along, life has just thrown me curveball after curveball. And I spent about... we won't even discuss. We don't need to know the details. I spend quite a bit of time wearing the same sweatshirt and pants. And so I was long overdue to clean it up, get out of the house. And I finally did that today. So yay. yay for mankind. Yay for adulting, as the kids like to call it, adulting. Well, we have a very full schedule for today. I don't know why I do Fridays this way, but I do. And so today's Friday lineup includes our usual suspects of Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. And today I have a first-time guest, Alabama GOP Chairman John Wall is joining me. And Todd Stacey would be on. Todd doesn't have a lot of time. He's so busy.
He is.
I love that that he gets to feel my pain, because Todd Stacey, for those who don't know, he does Alabama Daily News and he does Capital Journal now as well. He also has got Inside Alabama Politics, the behind the scenes cheat sheet thing that goes out. And so he is the only person in this state I know with as many jobs as I have. And he continues to have regular radio appearances as well. So he's a busy man. Glad to get just a little bit of his time today. I actually got to meet John Wall, the chairman of the party, this morning. Mm. I got to go experience what the whole qualifying situation looked like. It was fun. The party headquarters are lovely. I had not been there before. Overall, just great staff there. Could not have been more impressed. So I look forward to the opportunity to talk to John Wall today.
Yeah, I've met him once. He's a good dude.
Yeah. I don't know what I expected, but he wasn't what I expected.
Yep.
So good times. Next week, Tommy Tuberville coming on the program with me, working on the details of that. We'll also have Mike Durant in studio with me next week. So a lot happening. Hopefully, the majority of my interview with Durant will focus on what he wants to take to Senate, not the topic that has taken up much of my day yesterday. And we are going to revisit it today with the hit piece against him. Jeff Poor and I, every Friday, I do a segment, a 15-minute segment with Jeff Poor on his show. And I actually, for the first time, got Jeff Poor to yell, not really at me today, but kind of yell at me today, Joey.
Yeah.
I hope to do it again when he comes on this show. He did the whole, and I think I've only pulled this once or twice since I've had Straight Talk with April Marie, but he pulled the whole, "This is my radio show. It's a dictatorship. I get to do what I want.
Would you, it seems like you enjoy it. Would you like me to yell more?
Yes.
All right, then.
We all know this. I am very much into gender roles. I like my men to be manly. I'd like for them to not be afraid to, you know, to engage. And now I say that someone somewhere is going to be like, no. But I'm not saying anything that crosses line. But alpha males having that little bit of oomph every now and again, putting this lady in her place, I'm A-okay with that.
A little bit of oomph.
A little bit of oomph. Mm-hmm. Joey's just making faces over there. Well, Joey, I'm in a better mood than I was yesterday. And part of the reason I'm in a better mood than I was yesterday, for those who missed yesterday's show, first off, you're going to want to check it out, okay? I'm hands down a show unlike I've done before. I would say, put it in passing, I was pissed off, but it wasn't that I was pissed off. It's that I am pissed off. And what I'm pissed off at is those who crossed the line and exploited a horrific, horrific crime or crimes that happened over the course of, it looks like, well over a decade, and tried to use it for political purposes. And it's, to me, the attack was dirty. It's just dirty and wrong and low down, and it just a whole level of skis. We're going to go with that. So yesterday, or I guess it even happened the day before yesterday, but yesterday we talked about it. There was an attack made about Mike Durant and what he that insinuated. My takeaway, and the takeaway from most who read it, this article was intended to leave readers with that idea that Mike Durant stood with his father, who had sexually harassed and molested and abused his sister, which is not the case. It's factually inaccurate to say that. And I was very pleased when I got offline to get a message from the Mo Brooks campaign. And I had the opportunity to speak to representatives from the Mo Brooks campaign today in depth. I'm talking like over 20 minutes. And I just want to say that without a doubt, the Mo Brooks campaign has drawn the line in the sand, the same one I've drawn that says that this is no good. And this is their statement. Quote, "The very first time we heard about this tragic story was yesterday. We're shocked and saddened for Mr. Durant's sister and his family, as well as any other women who have experienced something similar. This woman's trauma is not a matter for politics, and we're simply not going to make it a part of this campaign." Period. End quote. That is Stan McDonald, Mo Brooks campaign chairman. I've spoken to a lot of people behind the scenes about this attack, and even Jeff Poore and I disagree, and we'll have that battle in the next 12:30 when he's on. To me, for anyone who says this is just what you've come to expect in a campaign, I say raise the bar, raise your standards. Maybe this is what we've come to expect, but it's not what we should expect, and it's not what we should tolerate. The insinuation that an individual supported a horrific act. Keep in mind, when he very first heard of this, when the first accusation was made, the accusation to which he's quoted saying he didn't believe her, he was somewhere between the ages of 10 and 15 years old. So to put molestation, to put put his response as a young child, to make that an issue in this campaign today is horrific, and it needs to be condemned, and it needs to be condemned far and wide, and it needs to be condemned loudly. And I will continue to condemn it, and I will continue to encourage other people to condemn it. And again, not necessarily just for the sake of this U.S. Senate race, but for the sake of just drawing the lines in what we are going to expect from news outlets, political consultants, those behind the scenes. They're all as fair in love and war. And This is what people would have you believe, and is what the say, how the saying goes, this wasn't fair. And that's my thought on that. We are going to get into all sorts of other topics besides this one today. I'm not going to do a whole show like I did yesterday on this. For those of you who are just tuning in, I understand yesterday I picked up some listeners. For those who are just tuning in, specifically tuning in to hear what I have to say about this, buckle up. It's going to be a long day today, and I'm probably going to continue to talk about it on Monday. I'm lining up a guest for that. We're going to talk about ethics in journalism and where the lines are. And I think this is very important. 272-9228, 272-9228. If you want to call before our first guest comes in and you want to tell me what you think about this situation, or you just want to tell me to shut up about the situation, I'm not going to make any promises that I do that, but feel free to call. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Back in a moment.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican. We need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Here we are, back in storm season in central Alabama again. We rely on our electricity for basic needs in our home. Refrigeration, air conditioning, communication. And if you have a medical condition that requires equipment, your life could depend on the power staying on. When power outages strike, a whole house generator could save you money and stress. Talk to Headley Plumbing today, 285-3667. Or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com. A generator is a solid investment in your home, and Headley Plumbing can help. 285-3667 or headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Bowie, did you see what happened? We lost Meatloaf today.
Oh, yeah. Instead of preparing for my show thoroughly, I listened to the whole Bat Out of Hell album while just getting ready.
I'm going to introduce the children to it tonight.
It's great. Really just great.
I'm telling you. I saw that and I was like, no. And I guess we've lost one or two other people in the last 48 hours. Well, they say they come in threes.
It just came out that Louis Anderson, the comedian, passed away at 68, I believe. He had blood cancer.
Yeah. So there was one more, another musician. So a lot of losing a lot of people in a short period of time. So, yeah, Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell singer, Louis Anderson, and I don't see who the last one was, but yeah, that's quite a lot. I loved me some Meatloaf. I know that sounds weird, but the three songs that went together, what were the three songs?
It was Bat Out of Hell.
It was Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
Yeah.
And what was the third one? Waiting for Time. The one where the third in the thing.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Two out of three ain't bad. That's it.
Yeah, there are a lot of great songs on that album. All Revved Up, No Place to Go. You took the words right out of my mouth that I just came into. Yeah, really. Todd Rundgren was the producer on that album, and he usually was known for kind of light pop music, but he just let the guitar work rip on that album. It's so good.
It's so good. So yeah. All right. We're gonna have some Meatloaf today. Today is an ode to Meatloaf.
Well, and for folks who don't know, if you know the classic albums documentaries, where you have engineers and producers are sitting behind a recording board and they're going over how they record a given album. There's one on like Dark Side of the Moon, one on Rush's 2112, Queen's A Night at the Opera. But there is one out there, folks. It's about 45 minutes, an hour long, on A Bat Out of Hell. And it's really, really great to see how all that came together behind the scenes.
It's going to be so fun to replay that tonight to the kids. So rest in peace, Meatloaf. That's a... I'm adding someone to the lineup, by the way. Greg Poole is going to call in today when he's done mocking me. That's the head of the Montgomery County GOP is going to call in, and we'll play some clips and get his response. That's going to be some response to national news.
But always remember, April Marie, there ain't no Coupe de Ville hiding at the bottom of a Cracker Jack box. Just remember.
What a phenomenal line.
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally phenomenal line. All right, going back to things going on. I still have not seen what is going on with the Mayor Tallahassee PSC candidate Johnny Hammack. I do not see whether or not he has dropped out. Have you seen anything of that?
I have not.
I meant to look before the show after my trip down to the GOP headquarters for qualifying this morning, and I did not. So I'll keep an eye on that. We are going to speak when we have John Walla, and we're going to speak to him about the qualifying process, what he expects in those last days, and get his take on just that and session in general. John Wall has weighed in on some of the things they're taking up this session, including supporting constitutional carry. And so I want to get his take on if he thinks that leadership is going to actually take these things up. Did you see the response from Gavin Newsom of what was going on in LA with train thefts?
Oh, yeah.
So for those who aren't familiar, there has been this coordinated effort in LA, and basically what they're doing is they're derailing trains, and then they're looting the train cars, and some of them have been full of packages that would be being shipped around through like Amazon or you know, FedEx, UPS, whatever. So some of them are like mail packages and you don't know what's in them. Some of them the containers are more specific to a particular product or specific thing. Gavin Newsom said this yesterday, and you can't believe it. I mean, I thought it was a parody. This is a quote. "I'm asking myself, what the hell is going on? We look like a third world country," end quote. You're what's going on. Lenient DAs who are not pressing charges are turning a blind eye to theft. That's what's going on. The defund the police. That's what's going on. Taxes so high people can't actually survive in your state. That's what's going on. This isn't complicated. What's going on? You, sir, are what's going on. He went on to say, this is not one-off. This is organized theft. These are organized gangs of people. And then the funniest thing is he then apologized for saying gangs, saying he wasn't meaning it as a pejorative. Did gangs become a pejorative statement, a racist statement, and I missed the memo?
I missed it too, I guess.
I didn't know you weren't allowed to say call a gang a gang. What are we supposed to call them now? What is another name? Can we call them a gaggle?
No, we have that. We have another term here in Montgomery, loosely affiliated neighborhood groups.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I call them a gaggle of guys. I see a gaggle of guys over there. They're just selling meth and shooting each other up. Just a little gaggle of guys. We don't want to call them gangs because gangs is offensive. We don't want to offend the gangbangers by calling them gangbangers. Instead, we're going to they're just a little pod of people. A pod of people out there hanging out, wreaking havoc on their neighborhoods, terrorizing their neighbors and the communities around them. Let's not use menacing language to describe the menacing groups. That's just wrong. I can't. My frustration with this in particular is the images look like a third world country, repeats Gavin Newsom. You moron. Let me help you figure out what's to blame. Huh? Can someone get that man a mirror? Can someone look at all the insane policies that they have put in place, and not just during COVID, but the COVID ones are pretty friggin' bad. What in the world are we dealing with every day when the left is so out of touch with what's happening in their own backyards and the ramifications of their own policies that they say such stupid things? A gang. Joey, we need a News Talk 93.1 gang. Think it would offend Greg Budella if I said we're a gang?
No.
Rosie's in charge, though.
Well, that makes sense.
There's a gang. We're rough and tumble. And Rosie is definitely the head of our gang. You wouldn't have seen the movie Raya, because it's a new Disney movie that came out in the last year or two, but there's an old lady in there who's like the meanest of them all, and she on first blush looks nice. That's Rosie, I'm sure. All right, we are going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we will be joined by Jeff Poor. Back in just a minute. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry right here on Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. I want to talk about something a little bit boring today. We're talking about appraisals. We normally charge $100 for a full appraisal for your insurance, but for Blue Water, we have a special called a shorty where we'll do appraisals for you. It's a short appraisal for $20 for your first 10 appraisals, $10 for the next additional appraisals. It's a terrific way to catalog all the items you have and make sure you're not losing your mind later on, and a great way for estate planning. Thank you.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from. In fact, if it's the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region you're looking for, when you visit the Depot Furniture Gallery, you're going to fall in love with the rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors. They also have those rustic entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, accent consoles, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery. The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Katie Britt is a Christian conservative and an Alabama First business leader running for the United States Senate to save the American dream from Joe Biden's socialist agenda. Katie Britt will bring fresh blood and new energy to Washington and fight tirelessly for our conservative Alabama values. Here's Katie Britt.
My faith and relationship with the Lord guide my everyday life. Being pro-life and pro-Second Amendment doesn't make me radical. It makes me American. We have to show strength at the border, and what we are showing as a country right now is total weakness. It is so important that we protect our nation's borders. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of lawlessness. We need somebody that knows how to fight for Alabama, that believes in Alabama.
Katie Britt will fight for our Christian conservative values, put Alabama first, and never apologize for it.
I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Britt for Alabama, Inc.
More time at home means more washing, drying, cooking, and cleaning at home, and more wear and tear on old appliances. But it's the perfect time to save on new ones at the Home Depot. For savings on the latest appliances, and right now, free delivery. From the kitchen to the laundry room, that upgrade is well within reach, and closer than ever. Save on top appliances now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. Free delivery on major appliances, $396 or more. Valid through January 27th.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It looks like we are locked into a string of very chilly days and cold, sub-freezing nights. Today, high temperature will only make it up to about, well, the low 40s. But that northwesterly breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting higher, will make it seem colder. Tonight, I think the winds come down a bit, but the overnight low temperature falls below freezing. We'll end up around 28 by morning. Saturday's high temperature in the mid to upper 40s, but lots of sunshine. Low Saturday night, 24. And Sunday, will tease 50 degrees with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The
River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Be an easy day.
Jeff Poor, are you a Meatloaf fan?
Good morning, or good afternoon, I should say. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Not really.
not even the, like, not even Bat Out of Hell, just like the three main songs on there?
It's trite, it's cheesy, I don't know, it's just not for me.
Oh, it is all of those things, and that's part of what makes it so amazing. It is trite. It is cheesy. Come on.
I don't know. I just have flashbacks to, like, the Rocky Horror Picture Show or something, you know. It's just, whatever floats your boat, though. I won't judge. Not today, at least.
Do I get a pass because some of your listeners thought you were mean to me this morning?
Yeah, I was told interrupting my guest, and then they will go listen to another station down the dial. And I told them not to let the knob on their 1972 Buick hit them in the head on the way down or wherever they were going.
Well, I don't think you're actually going to lose listeners from us going back and forth. I actually like spirited debates. I like it when I have been challenged to explain my very strong feelings. For those who weren't listening yesterday, I solid hour and a half with more points coming back to this, how disgusted I was by this story. But Jeff Poor, the story, I don't want to put words in your mouth. What are your thoughts on the context of the story and the story itself?
The story itself is what it is. I tend to shy away from these things. I don't like them, but I will acknowledge this. It's a part of the process. It's a part of the process. Perhaps it's necessary. It's always going to be part of the process, whatever we think of it. And I sort of think, your ability to win the high office of U.S. Senate is contingent on how you handle them, whether we like the process or not.
Yeah, my thing is, there are some things that you almost scoff at, like the idea that Katie Britt is Liz Cheney. Like, that to me is politics as usual, right? It's up to the voters to delve into who these candidates are and decide for themselves whether they think Katie Britt is a Liz Cheney. I feel like that's fair game. Mo Brooks describing why he wore a flak jacket to the January 6th rally, which, by the way, was completely innocuous based, compared to what people thought he was wearing that jacket for. That is politics as usual. J.D. Crow columns mocking have become part of politics as usual. Accusing a candidate of being complacent in his sister's molestation, maybe we should go ahead and say there's a line and this is too far.
I don't think, as long as you have a First Amendment, you can't do that. The First Amendment guarantees.
Well, I'm not
the
saying
right
lock him
people.
Up for it or take away his website. I'm saying, can we acknowledge as a community and as a state and as people with?
No, you can't. There's always going to be Josh Moons and Bill Britz out there that are going to push the envelope here, and we could dislike it and find it deplorable. But you either make it illegal or do away with the First Amendment, or you just don't have it. I mean, I don't know. It's unfortunate. But it is part of the process, and it being part of the process is something a campaign has to deal with. We may not like it, but there's always going to be part of the process. And as we learn with Roy Moore, it can make or break a campaign. It's just part of becoming a U.S. senator. Mud gets slung, and sometimes that mud is maybe a step too far, but whether we like it or not, it's going to be part of the process as long as you have a First Amendment.
Well, I am not disagreeing with the idea that they have a First Amendment right to write garbage. I just believe that it's incumbent upon everybody. And this is, again, something you and I disagree with. I think that everybody needs to condemn it. I think that everybody needs to say, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And this was too far. And
do we think this, though, that it is, here's a story a couple of enterprising reporters, journalists stumbled upon, and they wanted to put it out there, or that it was Oppo shop to them, and for be it web traffic or whatever incentive may be out there, they put it out there. I mean, they had the right to do so. But
do you really question why this is out there?
I have to give people the benefit of the doubt. Look, I don't
really
know.
You want to give people the benefit of doubt? We know Mo Brooks didn't do it. We know Durant didn't do it. So who benefits from this? And who has that website 100% of the time, 100% of the time, sided with? This isn't complicated.
Just because Katie Britt benefits doesn't mean she's responsible.
No, but do you feel like she needs to, you as a voter or as a reporter, either hat or both hats, do you feel like she needs to condemn it the way Mo Brooks did?
Oh, she's not responsible for that. If she didn't do anything about it, she has no responsibility for that. It's the same thing the left does whenever some goofball guy dresses up in a Nazi costume and then they ask every Republican to condemn it. That's not the standard we need to live by. I don't like this. If it does come out that Katie Britt had a hand in this or whatever, then she needs to condemn it or whatever.
And by the way, I'm not saying she did. I'm saying that this benefits one person, and that one person has been silent on it. And I wholeheartedly disagree with the idea that that silence is the best course.
Well, I don't think you need to hold people to that standard. That's me speaking. You can hold them to that standard. You're well within your right. But I'm not going to go demand condemnation. I think that's a bad precedent, because then what else are we going to expect these guys? Where do you draw the line? Where do they have to condemn whatever happens? And look, we can say...
Here's the difference, Jeff. The difference is, if you walk up to Dale Jackson and punch him in the nose for something, if you walk up and punch him, and it's because it's to benefit me in some reason or another, I'm going to condemn violence, even violence that's intended to help me. And this was intended to help a candidate or candidates in the U.S. Senate campaign. And so, yes, I don't think I've said this from go, not every candidate in the world needs to respond to everything Donald Trump says. Not every candidate in the world is responsible for the other people who also are of that party. But when it is very, very clear that this was intended to influence the outcome of an election in support of one or two candidates, then I think it's incumbent upon those candidates to say, I'm not going to win this way. I'm not going to allow anybody to be to think that I support this kind of depravity. It's literally the intention of the piece is to make it seem as though one candidate was complacent in his sister's molestation. That's a line you don't cross.
You cannot, this is such a slippery slope that you cannot start carving out rules to where somebody should be held and be compelled to condemn the actions of another. Here's what Katie Britt needs to do. Whatever it is that betters her chance at being a U.S. senator. Now, guys like us can hold her accountable in the media and say that she should do this and should do that. And if she chooses to ignore it, then that's on her. It hurts her. But if we're going to apply a standard, and we're going to apply the standard across the board, are we going to start making the rule that whenever somebody does something untoward that we don't like, that they must condemn it? And I think that's a very dangerous direction to go.
Do you think that there's a difference between Club for Growth saying that Katie Britt, which wrongfully saying that Katie Britt is like Liz Cheney and supported Terry Sewell, and saying Mike Durant took his father, the molester's side, over his sister's side?
Absolutely, there's a difference, but where do we draw the line?
Oh, I think it's very easy to draw the line. And that's the entire point of the entire thing I care about is the line is what is reprehensible.
What do you find reprehensible may not be reprehensible. It's so subjective, though, is what my point is.
No, it's not subjective. Suggesting somebody was complacent in their sister's molestation is over the line. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, well, but that's that. Look, my standard isn't important here. Your standard isn't important here. What's important
actually,
here?
Actually, you have a vote, and I have a vote, so our standards are important here, and we both have microphones. We get to speak in, so our standards are very important.
But it still doesn't change the fact that this is something that is going to continue to happen and be done. What difference does it make what Jeff Poore thinks? I am just a dumbass with a microphone. And I can have opinions or whatever. My point of this whole discussion is, I condemn it. They shouldn't do it, blah, blah, blah. But on the other hand, the reality is that doesn't matter. We get caught up in this. What matters, I think more importantly, is how this is handled and how the collective, the sort of Republican, likely Republican primary voter reacts to it. And the problem is condemning it. It's still going to occur. It's going to occur over and over again. And I'll just kind of leave it at this point. And I know it's not the same, but Roy Moore had some unsavory things he was accused of. And look, where do you draw the line there? But he did not address them appropriately. And he lost a U.S. Senate seat because of it. And in 2 days after Doug Jones wins in 2017, the whole issue was dropped and we forget about it. I mean, this is where the focus needs to be. How does this impact the race? Why does it matter? You know, like why the way the Durant campaign responds to it?
It shows what are you willing to do, or what are you willing to allow to be done under your name? What are you allowed to allow on your behalf?
That's the other problem with that, April Brand, and I don't necessarily disagree with you that there are some pro Katie Britt forces working an angle here. But there are a lot of people that do things that are, you know, that are without the sanction of a candidate.
Again, if someone walked up to you, Jeff Poore, and punched you in the mouth without asking me permission first, I would still condemn it after they did it.
Well, that's fine if you want to do that, but I wouldn't expect that condemnation. Well, what good does the condemnation do? Number one. But number two, I mean, people are going to go around punching me in the mouth if there's the state or a United States Senate seat, perhaps. Where I think the focus ought to be is just how you handle it. And all of this stuff, we're talking about condemnations and rebukes and all of that, is that's just fodder for you and I. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Maybe it's a measure of Katie Britt's character, if you want to make it about that. And she needs to answer for that if that's indeed the case. But I think as responsible adults here, there should be no expectation of a condemnation, because then she's on the hook. She sets a precedent to where she's on the hook for anything that gets said that she has to condemn.
I think that it's a pretty good rule. If you're going to exploit a family tragedy of this magnitude, then yes, it should be condemned no matter who it comes from.
But they can justify it. The people that are putting this out there can justify it.
You know how this works. I ran right through my break. We have got to take a break here. Before we go, first off, I'll have a much more friendly show before you. But tell our listeners where they can find you.
It's twitter.com/Jeff_Poore.
All right. Sean Ross owes you a drink, by the way. You articulated all of his points beautifully.
But you know, that's not my point here.
I know. I'm saying I wholeheartedly disagree. I think it stands to the kind of member of the U.S. Senate someone's going to be, where they're going to draw the lines. And if someone punched you in the face for me, I would totally condemn it. Nobody ever go punch anybody. All right, dear. I appreciate having you on, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. You guys are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. We're going to hit a 5-minute overdue break. Back in a second.
listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Earlier this year, you learned that the Poarch Creek Indians were trying to get a tax-free monopoly on gambling in Alabama. Fortunately, the state legislature heard your voices and the bill did not pass. But the Poarch Creek cartel hasn't given up. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Republican leadership in the Alabama legislature so determined to give the Poarch Creek Indians a tax-free monopoly on gambling? Maybe it's because the Poarch Creek Indians are doling out millions of dollars in campaign cash. That's right, millions of dollars to influence next year's election. Last year, they made $1 billion in tax-free profits in this state alone. $1 billion. How much of that tax-free profit will they be using to buy Alabama politicians? Call your state representative today and say no to selling Alabama out to the casino Indians. 334-261-0500. 334-261-0500. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, good afternoon. That was Jeff Poor. He has his very own radio show, writes for Yellowhammer, Breitbart, and Lania. Great guy. I truly do respect him, even when we disagree with one another. And as I said before, I enjoy hearing different perspectives from my own. They make me reconsider my position, and they make me sometimes stronger in my position. And I hear what he's saying. By no means am I saying there is not a First Amendment right to write whatever it is people see fit. You have every right to use your First Amendment speech however you see fit. But just because you can doesn't mean you should use it in a particularly hurtful and dishonest way. That's where I'm going with this. Couple things. We are doing our Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing today. 272-9228, 272-9228. Now listen, guys, I'm going to tell you this, friend to friend, listener to whatever I am, entertainer. The odds this week are very good, namely because I have talked so much and we have not had a lot of callers. So if you like Sweet Creek and you like good odds calling it in, beyond that, Mortgage Corporation of the South, Mortgage Corporation of the South, our good friends high atop the mountain in Wetumpka, serving Alabama over 25 years, they want you to give them a call at 567-9000, 567-9000, if they could possibly help you, whether you are looking to get pre-approved for a home, like I am in the market for a house, whether you're looking to refinance and get a lower interest rate, get those payments down, whether you're a veteran looking to see if you qualify for a VA loan or are in the best one, if you're already in one of those VA programs, they can do all of that. And it's not the like call, press one for this, press two for this, wait online for 20 minutes, scream into a black hole. No, it's real live people. We call them the A team around here because all their names start with an A. The A team will help you with your housing needs. On the flip side, they're not just a mortgage company, mortgage and loan. They'll also help you with your loan services. So if you have an automobile, piece of land, or a home and you have equity in it, give them a call and let them help you tap into that. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender and good friends and good supporters of this show. Walt on the line. Hi, Walt.
Hello. I understand you have a new name for gang.
It depends on the gang. If Joey and his gang go out, we're going to call him a gaggle.
But what was that other one that they're talking about the neighborhood?
Oh, Joey knew that one. I get that actually sounded like some when he's got another line now. But when he puts that other call on hold, we'll ask.
Well, haven't we heard that for years now, Walt? Loosely affiliated neighborhood groups.
Loosely affiliated neighborhood groups.
That's
phenomenal.
Comes out to, don't you? It's Lang. Instead
loosely
of gangs,
affiliated
it's Lang.
Neighborhood
right.
Yeah.
That was slow that. On the intake there, but that makes sense.
Yeah. You put me in for those drawings.
You got it, Walt. What's that month and day?
122.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Yep, I'm 26 now, and I'll be 25 tomorrow.
That's what I'm doing. I this year I'm supposed to turn 41, but I think I go back and I'm 39, and then I get a big party again next year.
There you go.
So we'll go forward. We'll go forward and then backwards.
There you go. Y'all have a blessed weekend.
You too. Thank you. Let's not call gangs. Softer, gentler language for those going around shooting one another, breaking into cars, tormenting people. I didn't mean that as a pejorative. How about we be okay with using pejoratives when it comes to talking about violent criminals or serial criminals or those who make our communities feel and be unsafe? I don't know. Call me crazy. But Joey, I'm not afraid of offending. Well, I say that. I'm not afraid of offending gangsters. I don't think there are many gangsters listening to News Talk 93.1.
Other than the politicians that run this state.
Oh, touche. It's so funny because, and I love y'all for this, but I end up whenever I get on, it varies by topic. But whenever I get on a kick about one thing or another that people are surprised to hear someone talk about on air, I start getting messages from people I forget listen to the show. And it brings me great joy when that happens because it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot so-and-so listen. And so they send me a message. They're like, are you sure? Are you sure? Okay, take that position. Sam on the line. Sam loves me in my positions. You love it when I get controversial.
April Maria, yeah, I was busy yesterday and didn't call in, but I sent you that text. I meant it. This whole thing about Durant, that's a good issue to get on your soapbox. And you have got the bully pulpit. You know, there's plenty of people listening. And it's stunk to high heaven. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. And, man, and it is. Wow, it's a long time till the election. But yeah, sound off. Don't be shy. And, I had a question for you.
I might have an answer.
Yes, ma'am. A few days ago, you bemoaned that you were thinking about getting back into work. And I was going to run this by you. Have you considered farm labor? I could always use some help down on the farm. I tried to get Joey, and you know, he's putting me off.
What kind of farm?
Row crop. It's basically peanuts and corn, but we most of the labor is needed around the beaver pond. And they're always, you know, they're a living entity, and we always need to fill sandbags and, you know, basic maintenance. I can get you to help me work on the tractor. Do you know anything about diesel engines?
I do not, but let me tell you, Sam, I will, and I know this sounds crazy. It's like my own version of Mike Rowe's Dirty Jobs. I will gladly come out and spend a couple hours or a half day working on your farm.
April Marie, one of the things I really enjoy about you and your style, what you put out on the radio, is that you got a lot of spunk and a lot of energy. And you know, you say that, man, I absolutely believe you.
I will totally come out and work on your farm.
You're, you're